Well, this week we've been thinking about Holy Week, the week of the Passion leading up to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. And we've looked at earlier in the week, Palm Sunday, and Jesus being hailed as a king. And we talked about that and applied it to our lives. And then yesterday we looked at Mary breaking that alabaster box and some life lessons out of that for us. And so we're kind of just hitting a few of the events that happened during Holy Week. And today we want to talk about Jesus, the foot washer, because it's the occasion when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. You know, we've already seen this week where he's hailed to be the Messiah, the prophet, the Son of God. He's all of that and so much more, but he's also Jesus, the foot washer, the humble servant. And that will be our focus today, and we'll see if we can draw some application to that. Let's read the scripture.
All right. Well, let me say, saw a couple more people on there I wanted to say hi to. I saw Sarah, good to see you, and oh, now I've already forgotten.
Sorry.
Janine, good to have you on here.
Mike and Teresa.
Mike and Teresa. There was somebody else. Anyway, glad you're here. We're going to be in John 13 today. So I'm beginning in verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel from which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you'll have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, you are not all clean. And when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me Lord and teacher, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Lots of good stuff.
There's a promise of blessing right at the last phrase.
Yes.
Blessed are you if you do them. Wow, there's a lot going on in this passage. We're told by John that it was before they actually had the Passover meal, and Jesus washes their feet. And we're told that the Satan moving and working on in and through Judas, that's a whole nother topic. And verse 7, my heavens, he said, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Wow. Just lift that verse out, put it on the refrigerator, tattoo it on your heart, because that's so true in our lives as well. There's so many things that God is doing around us, in our midst, leading us through, doing for us. And we're scratching our head while it's happening, but later, when we look back, we can put it together and say, oh my goodness, look what God's done. I didn't realize he was doing that. I didn't know he was setting that up. I didn't realize he was protecting me from this situation. I didn't know that he was using this to open this door. What I do now, you do not understand, but you'll know after this. You need to remember this verse because there's such a powerful life lesson in it.
It is a great lesson and one that we would do us good to remember.
Yes.
Because we can get all bent out of shape when we don't know what God's doing.
I'm going to put an asterisk by that and preach me a message out of that verse because it's got some stuff in it, let me tell you. But back to the overall lesson that we can draw from this today is that Jesus is giving them an example of having a servant heart, a heart of humility. And the big idea is he's conveying is because he's a servant. And Peter was in Matthew chapter 16. I'll remind you, it was Peter that got the revelation from God the Father. Says, wow, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. And that's one reason Peter is reacting to Jesus wanting to wash his feet. Like, my goodness, this is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. No, you don't wash people's feet. We do that kind of stuff for you. But Jesus wanted them to see his servant heart. And when you study the four Gospels, Luke's account leading up to this seems to indicate that these disciples had just been having a discussion concerning who among them was the greatest in the kingdom. And you can just imagine Jesus kind of listening to them go back and forth. No, I think I'm the greatest because I did this, or, you know, I was with him when this has happened. And I, you know, and they're just trying to weigh it out, which one of them was the most important in their midst. And then Jesus takes off his outer robe, girds himself with a towel, and washes their feet. And you know, the world's ladder of success leans against the wall that says, see how many people you can get to serve you. You're a big shot if you got all these people serving you, doing what you want done. But Jesus' model is see how many people you can serve, not how many people can serve you.
Yeah. So then I'm going to have to jump out here in a second. I've got an appointment, but we want to talk about humility, and that's such a big lesson in this passage of Scripture and in the whole of Scripture. So, and it challenges us. So can you imagine how Jesus would sit back and listening and then turn the tables on them to serve them? And it's humbling, and it humbles us when he serves us. And so I'm going to leave that with you and let you talk about humility, and I'll be listening while I'm making a transition.
It's like that old country song, you know, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. That's the thing about it is when you're truly humble, you don't necessarily know that it's just your heart. And Jesus is showing that his heart, even though he's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he has a servant heart. The foot washing, and you go ahead. I know you need
All right, I'm going to step out. I'll see you
Yes,
guys.
I'll slide your seat over there if you don't mind. And Jesus knew, they all knew, that the person that washed a guest's feet when they arrived at your house would have been the household servant, in some cases a slave. And yet Jesus humbles himself and serves by washing his disciples' feet. And so Peter objects to that because he understands what's going on, as I mentioned just a moment ago. Like, no, wait a minute. You don't do that. You're the guest of honor here. You're the leader of this group. You're the Lord. We wash your feet. You don't wash our feet. And Jesus told him, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, then you'll have no part. And so Peter said, well, just give me a whole bath then. Rather, he didn't like the idea either of not having a part in what Jesus had going on. And so he's still not. And Jesus told him ahead of time, you're not going to get this right now. You'll get it later. And as we mentioned, that's what happens to us to do. So it's what a beautiful picture to see Jesus taking that robe off and kneeling down and taking a water basin and taking Peter's foot and washing it, then taking the other one and washing it. He's washed his feet now. And I believe he's affirming them. You know, he's teaching them while he's touching them. And there's a lesson in that too. There's the power of the touch and the power of the touch of Jesus in our life and the power of learning those lessons and yet knowing the one who has your life in the palm of their hands can be trusted. He loves you. He's a servant-hearted master. And yet he's teaching. He's even correcting Peter here while he's doing all of this. Are you willing to allow Jesus to minister to you in this way? It's an humble thing. I've participated in numbers of occasions when we washed feet, and it can be such a worshipful time. And yet Jesus is teaching them here. It's not about this particular moment. I'm doing this as your example to show you that we have to be willing to wash each other's feet, to serve one another, to humble ourselves before one another, and to do what servants do, to serve, to meet your needs, to help. And Jesus is doing this for Peter. I remember a number of years ago when Mickey and I were in seminary in Memphis, and we were part of the Bellevue Baptist Church family, huge church, about 20,000 members, and they had started a satellite church out east. And we got to be a part of that. I was kind of a gopher on staff, an intern position. And so they sent part of the congregation out to that satellite campus because they were going to be building a new facility there within the next couple, 3 years. And I remember when my, one thing that just so deeply touched Mickey and me, we first started going there before I was even an intern, we showed up with our children in the nursery area, and a man came to the doorway and greeted us, and he was so nice and kind. And in a moment, he was down in the floor on his knees. He was playing with the little children, including ours. And he introduced himself. And then someone told us in a few minutes, he said, "You do realize that's the chairman of the deacons of this church." And we were just so touched by that. Here's, quote, "the chairman of the deacons," end quote. Someone with a very influential position, and yet he was on his knees ministering to those children. So he truly was a deacon, because deacon means to serve. It means to minister, to have a servant's heart, to minister to the practical needs of people. And Jesus models that here. And we remember seeing that in Brother Gene Howard on that occasion there in Memphis, Tennessee. And I grew up in a church where we practiced foot washing on a quarterly basis in the church. Usually we would have communion and then be followed by foot washing. And that's not the case of all congregations. It's not the case of even where I'm serving now and where I pastor. But I do think it's a wonderful occasion when you do this. I have done it, and particularly in small groups, I've done it. Sometimes in our worship service, there'll be an occasion to wash someone's feet. Jesus is modeling to have an humble servant's heart. Another lesson that we get out of this is the lesson of not allowing the dirt of the world to stick to us. Because Peter said, "Well, just wash me all over, Lord. You know, if by you washing my feet, if that's a good thing and I have part in what you're doing, then just wash me all over." And Jesus says, "No, you're clean, but not all of you," because, you know, he knew who was going to betray him. And think about that for a moment. This, the narrative and the chronology of all this indicates this is prior to Judas actually leaving. So it's very likely Jesus washed Judas' feet. Can you imagine that? He takes the feet of the person that's about to betray him, and he knows who it is, and he washes his feet. And so, well, how would he do that knowing? Well, you see, Judas had not yet betrayed him. Jesus knew he was going to, but Judas became accountable the moment he did it. And so that shows us the grace and mercy that Jesus carried even for the one he knew was going to betray him. And that's a beautiful picture. But each of those disciples, all of them were going to run from him, save John, who was there at the cross. Even Peter, as Jesus washes his feet, he knows and tells Peter before this is over, he tells him, you're going to deny me three times before this night is over. No, I won't. No, I won't. But he did. Yet Jesus washed his feet. He said, no, you know, I don't have to wash you all over because you're clean, but just your feet. You see, the reason that the people would wash their feet when they arrived at someone's household, that wasn't in a day when they had the Nikes and dress shoes like we do, or lace-up boots or whatever, or paved roads and concrete sidewalks. People had sandals, and their feet would be grimy, dirty, dusty, sometimes muddy. And so their feet would be washed because that was the part of them that had been dirty. They'd been out, and it's the picture of it spiritually to me, is you've been out in the world, and walking in the world, you get a little dirt on you. And so part of having that humility is getting before the Lord and allowing him to deal with that, the things that get on us from living in the world. And we all need a time in our life, and probably daily or more than one time a day, when we get before the Lord and say, Lord, cleanse me, search me and see me. Lord, you know, I had some angry thoughts earlier today. Cleanse me. Lord, I had some thoughts I shouldn't have about that person. Or Lord, I was dealing with lust earlier. Or Lord, you know, I found myself being jealous. Or Lord, I said some things I shouldn't have said. Whatever it may have been. Lord, cleanse me. I need you to wash my feet. Get the dirt off of me. And the truth is, through the shed blood on the cross, we are forgiven. We are cleansed. But we need to apply that. It keeps us humble to go before the Lord. And I have an art print that I just recently moved my study downstairs, but it was hanging in my study. And it's a picture of a businessman behind his desk. His collar was loose. His tie had been loosened. He had the look of despair on his face, and he was sitting with his shoulders slumping. And at his feet was the Lord Jesus with a basin and a towel, looking up into his eyes with his feet in his hands. And the picture was of Jesus ministering to him and washing his feet. And I think the Lord still does that for us. And another thing about the foot washing, it refreshes you. Been out, you know, I don't know about you, but when I've been out of the house for a while, I come in, one of the things I look forward to is taking my shoes off and just relaxing. There's something about getting your shoes off, take your socks off, and just relax. There's a refreshing in that, and particularly when your feet are washed. And so let Jesus do that to you and follow in his footsteps. And let's be people who can refresh the saints. Sometimes we may literally wash someone's feet. But there's other ways that we can do that to serve and minister to people's needs with an humble heart. And Jesus said, blessed are you if you do these things. And so... there's an example of Jesus that we need to follow that will result in blessing in our life. And that's what this is all about. He taught them. He touched them. He affirmed them, even corrected them, ministered to their needs, brought refreshing to them. And there's a sense in which he was preparing them for what was about to happen. So my concluding thought would be this, and I know I need to let you go. Think of it. Just hours later after this, Jesus would be crucified. And he knows it's coming. He knows it's coming. He knows they're going to scatter. He knows Judas is going to betray him. He knows this. And yet he felt that this example of washing their feet was of such importance and had such weighty import upon it that he did this in these hours just before he died. He washed their feet. So there's a powerful lesson here. And so let us go forth today with humble hearts, servant hearts, and let's praise Jesus for being our servant master, the one with the servant heart. He humbled himself as a servant, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He washed their feet. A few hours later, he gave his life for them, but not only them, for us. And today, he still ministers to us through his Holy Spirit. So during this Holy Week, be mindful of these things. Is there someone you can serve today? Is there someone you can refresh today? Is there someone that you can affirm today? Is there someone you can touch today? Is there someone you can teach today? Blessed are you if you do these things. Amen. Love you all.